suddenly I... This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Alright, I should bring you back. Celebration observances for the week, month, week, and day from Better Life Short Time. National Pet Preparedness Month, National Rivers Month, National Rose Month, National Safety Month, National Scoliosis Awareness Month, National Smile Month, National Soul Food Month.
USA Radio News with Rich Strong.
Record low polling numbers on primary day in New Jersey.
I'm not drawn either way to vote for any particular person in this race.
I don't know who for you, though.
I have to ask my mom.
I don't even care what happens.
Hillary Clinton is expected to win New Jersey by a landslide. And nearby in Washington, the D.C. Council has voted to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour.
The goal is simple. We need to put more money in the pockets of our working families and to put more people on the pathway to the middle class in our city. We want every single resident to have a fair shot.
Mayor Muriel Bowser says she will sign the measure, which raises the minimum wage over the next 4 years. After 2020, minimum wage increases will be tied to inflation. Tipped workers in restaurants will see their minimum wage go up as well. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, singer-songwriter Brett Watts here. If you're like me, always on the go, and don't have time to stay as healthy as we would like by eating all the right foods, well, I found an incredibly simple and easy way to get all my fruits and vegetables at once. It's called Daily Lift, L-I-F-T. It's a superfoods energy drink mix supplement that fills the gaps between what you eat and what you don't always have time to eat. This unique formula is packed with 16-plus fruits and vegetables and 59 superfoods, no MSG or GMO. It's all natural and organic. Nature's best combination of antibiotics, enzymes, probiotics, and beneficial algaes in one powdered drink mix. Comes in two flavors, mint and berry, and both delicious. Daily Lift nutrients help balance your body's pH levels and boost your energy naturally. And it's safe for kids. So let's fire up that immune system and stay focused. Go to www.onedailylift.com. That's one, O-N-E, dailylift.com. Onedailylift.com, and let's get healthy.
Hey, this is Joe Peters with Real Estate Matters, and we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in real estate in Hunterdon and Somerset County and some of the factors that are driving it and what we're seeing on more of a national scene as well. So stay tuned. We're going to play a couple of paid sponsored commercials from our participating sponsors due to weather, and we'll get right into the show.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Hey, once again, it's Joe Peters of Real Estate Matters, and I'm going to give you the weather forecast. Right now it's 81 degrees in scenic downtown Flemington, and it's a little overcast, a little sprinkle here and there, and it says we've got about a 44% chance of rain today. We're going to drop down to 46 overnight, and then we're going to be like 64 degrees tomorrow. So tomorrow is going to be, I guess tomorrow is the 44% chance of rain. Today it's in and out, and it's more of a 40% chance of rain. Thursday is going to be sunny again, up into the 70 mark, and Friday 73, so seasonably okay. And then Saturday, a little bit of clouds, 30% chance of rain. It'll be 76 during the day, and on Sunday it looks like an overcast day, 14% chance of rain on Sunday, and a 75 degrees. So that's a lot better than the 85s that we've been having. We're going to talk about a little about the local scene, a little about the national scene, and a lot about what's driving the real estate market. Before I get started, let me just play my commercial that'll introduce myself and what I do, and then we'll get into the local scene.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, if that sounds a lot like me, there's good reason for it. It is me. That commercial was shot about a year ago, and things haven't really changed. What I do, and when people say, what do you do for a living? I tell them I try to help people achieve their goals and dreams. And I do that from a real estate viewpoint across both Hunterdon and Somerset County. I'm finding more and more people having a difficult time to find the house that they're looking for, especially if they're in the really popular price points of the twos, threes, and fours. And I'm also finding sellers in the fives and sixes finding it a little more difficult to sell their house this year than it was last. So I work with the two, not necessarily matching the two up, but I work with sellers at all price points, and I work with buyers at all price points. But our market right now, I think we're about 77% under $500,000. It's where our first and second time buyers are purchasing, and we're listing houses a little bit higher than that, and that's where we've got people either trading down or right-sizing or maybe just trying to do a family change, a life change kind of thing, like the kids are gone or perhaps a divorce. Always sad when you see that happen. But Hunterdon County is a great place to live. We do have some really, really nice areas and plenty of houses. But at times, in the price point you're looking for, it's a little more difficult than it used to be. And that's where I fit in. I help you understand what you're looking for. I get inside your head, and I then help you find what you're looking for. I cannot tell you how many times I've had a customer say to me, when Joe and I walked in the house we bought, we both knew it at the same time that this was the house. It takes a little bit of time to get that done, a little bit of time for me to understand what your wants and needs are, because sometimes there's a like to have and then a must have, and they're two different lists. But once we get it in sync, I'm out there looking for you, and I can send you listings every morning that says here's the price point and the neighborhoods and the features you're looking for, and in effect, here's what's came on the market just overnight. And perhaps because the market's so tight, we should be out looking at these today. And I am seeing in those popular price points houses sell the day they come on, sometimes for multiple offers, sometimes even above asking, a lot different than it was just 2 or 3 years ago. Yet, at the same time, our higher price points have slowed down a little. There's still a good market for them. I mean, I was out this morning on a $900,000 listing in Hunterdon County. I sold a $700,000 over the weekend, and I've got another one in the fives that we're working on. I've got several listings coming on in those price points, and we expect a lot of activity in those listings. So there is activity out there, just not as much as there once was. And we'll get in a little bit about what the reasons are behind that. First thing I want to do is I want to take a look at the market with you as we've seen it over the last 5 to 10 years and what we're starting to see now and can probably expect over the next 5 years. We had a boom between 2001 and 2005. That market just went off like a shot. A year, month after month, we were up really, really numbers. Some years we were up almost 15% in value. It was an inflated value. We all know that now looking back. And in effect, 2005, the very end, the beginning of 2006, was the peak of that bubble. It popped. We heard that great big sound of the air coming out. And what has happened is we dropped probably an average of 35% in value because the bubble was an inflated bubble. and it adjusted back, over-adjusted really, by coming down 35%. And since that time, in 2005-2006, when we saw that bubble pop, we've put back probably getting close to 20% of that 35% that we lost. So we're getting back in shape. From what we're seeing, if we don't have any other national tragedies come along, we should be back to the prices that we're at the end of 2005, somewhere around 2019-2020. So what does that mean? Really, it means that's where we should have first saw those prices. The prices that we saw 15 years earlier were just out of proportion. They were above what people could afford to pay mortgage-wise. They were above what people could afford to pay as part of their salary. And there were all sorts of convoluted, fancy mortgages like no income verification, no income documentation, no employment verification. I guess what I was trying to say. That's not done anymore. We've adjusted all of that. We're not going to let it happen again on a national basis, because if you've ever watched some of the movies like The Big Short, it cost millions and millions of people their houses. And we're now back into a position where we're feeling stronger. And for the last 5 years, we've seen a very slow recovery. We've seen a recovery coming along to the point that we've put about 20% back into the pricing, and we're starting to feel good about things. People, for the very first time, are finding that they've got more value in their house than they thought they did, and it's time to sell. Now, what's going to happen over the next 5 years? What we're looking at is another mini boom. I mean, we're looking at us putting on an average of 4% a year. We put on under 2% last year in a whole Hunterdon County area. So we're looking at about a 4% per year boom or rise in prices over the next 4 or 5 years. And that'll get us back to above maybe even where we were price-wise at the end of 2005. But it'll get us there in a sane, controllable fashion. We're experiencing, we're expecting housing to be an engine of growth. Construction activity is going to pick up as we enter into spring and summer months, and the rising home values are going to bolster the consumers and help them have some renewed confidence in either going out and buying another house or maybe doing something around the house that they have. We find many, many people don't understand that they got as much value back into their house as they think they have. I mean, they're thinking they're still underwater. They're thinking, I bought the house at $300. It dropped all the way down when 35% came out to roughly $200. And now there's no way I can sell a house without having to bring money to the table. It's called underwater. But as we take a look at it, we're starting to see that there is a lot of equity in the houses. A lot of the price has come back, and many, many people can now sell that weren't able to. We don't see a lot of new construction in Hunter County. If you go over and look in Somerset County, especially the area between the town of Somerset or Franklin Township and Hillsborough, lots of new developments going up. There's one or two going up in Hunterdon County. And the reason is new houses cost a lot more to sell than existing houses. So it's putting pressure on existing houses. First of all, if you've got a new house to sell, it's probably in a small subdevelopment, maybe two or three houses being built. The only two I can think of are the Toll Brothers developments on Route 12, and they're pretty high-end, and the Toll Brother development on Route 22, which is an age-restricted. You have to be 55-plus to be in there. But with this steadier path of upward migration in the recent months, we're looking about people's feelings in real estate. And for the very first time in a long time, we're seeing a lot stronger feeling about the real estate as an investment, even stronger than the stock market. Matter of fact, a recent poll showed us that 37% chose real estate over stock, and only 32% felt stock was the first best long-term investment. And even a guy like Warren Buffett, who's been calling the shots pretty much, he actually owns a real estate brokerage at this point, says, I don't see any more bubbles. I mean, we're back into controlled growth. House prices gains have clearly been a driving force in building positive equity for homeowners. I just talked about that a minute or two ago. As the prices go up, there's more equity. As there's more equity, people can sell their house and either move up or move sideways or move down, whatever they want to do. It's a more controlled balance of supply and demand, and many, many markets are finding sustained, healthy, affordable values, and that's good news. It's good news for everybody. Housing drives many, many of our financial markets, and as long as we're starting to see housing as a great, viable investment alternative, whether it's your primary house or an investment property, we're going to start to see more and more purchases, and we start to see more and more purchases. We're going to start to see more and more people going back to work. And we're going to talk about the labor force a little bit later in the program. America's choice for best long-term investments, 35% right now feel real estate is it. Only 22% feel stock markets. And everything else falls behind that. And it's about equal between men and women. By income category, the people that are earning less than $30,000, 28% of them feel that housing is a great investment. The people between 30 and 75, a little bit better, about 35% feel it's a great investment. The 75 over and over are up in the 37 percentile. So you're looking at real estate sort of getting its shine back. It's being viewed more and more as a positive investment format that people want to get into. And the best way to get into it is with your primary residence. I can't tell you how many people we have that are going out and looking for rentals and finding that not only aren't there any rentals out there, the ones that are out there are going to cost them more than if they actually went out and purchased it. Let that sink in for a minute. I mean, why would you rent a $1,500 apartment when you could buy that condo for less than $1,500, have some growth out of it, and get some tax advantage at the end of the year? So we're starting to see real estate regain its luster. If you take a look at the age brackets, it's the older you get, the more attractive it's looking. But if we were to look at the curve as real estate as a long-term investment, you're going to see it is going almost on a 45-degree angle straight up. So what makes people think buying a home is worth buying a home? And here are the factors. Some are emotional and some are financial. The emotional factors are they want a place to call their own. And they can always do whatever they want to do with it. Those are two big factors. They want to put down some roots, and that depends on the age group because the millennials aren't thinking about putting down roots as much. We'll talk a little about that. And they want a place where they can make some memories. And then the financial factors are it's better than paying rent, very much so. It's saved enough money. In effect, people have saved enough money to move on and buy a house. And there's really three factors you got to consider when you go to look for a house. You got to have a little bit of money. You got to have pretty good credit. Not perfect, but pretty good. And you've got to have a steady job in an industry that's stable. If those three things click, I guarantee you, I can get you a mortgage. Mortgage money is running somewhere around 3.5, 3.6%. It's as cheap as it's ever been. Yeah, we've seen it down to 3.4, but we've also seen it up to 18 and 19%. So 3.5, 3.6 is not bad mortgage money. It depends what you make. It depends how much money you've got to put down, and it depends on your credit score and how long you've been in your job. So define homeownership. The biggest definition we get is security. People are living where they want to live. Security is 60% of the reason that people buy houses. And then raise your family. It's a little bit of pride. It's a little bit of values. It's a little bit of safety. And then responsibility, leading to happiness. It gives you those roots. You're putting down roots. You're actually investing in the future, and you're developing as part of a community. Thinking back to the first time when people purchased houses, the biggest fact that most people came up with as to why they bought the house was pride of ownership. And I can't tell you, I don't care what your salary is. I don't care what your ethnic background is. Pride of ownership is pride of ownership. It's really nice to have a place to call your own rather than having a rental that could be gone in a year or two, or you could outgrow, and that never gives you anything back. It's never going to grow. It's never going to give you a tax advantage. And then take a look at it as compared to paying rent. This is an amazing statistic. First of all, and there's a lot of reasons for it, we hardly have anything to rent to start with. And the ones we do have for rent are going up 10 to 12% in rental prices. The reason here is we haven't built any new houses and we haven't built any new rental properties. The only one I can think of is there's some rentals in near Union Gap in Clinton that have been built recently. And they're sort of the luxurious level. They're not inexpensive. And it probably takes a pretty good salary to be able to afford to live in there. When you take a look at the rental market, you're taking a look at spending probably somewhere between 30 to 35% of your gross income on that rental. So if you take a rental that's going for somewhere between $1,500 and $1,700, that would be an average two-bedroom rental, you've got to earn about $50,000 in order to be able to do that. If you go into a one-bedroom and it's only $1,250, $1,300, you're still going to have to earn about $40,000. So it's not like you can go out and get a $10 an hour just above minimum wage job and afford a rental. Rentals are not cheap. And when you turn around and look at it, I mean, for some people, it's the only thing they can do right now. They don't have good credit. They don't have good employment. They don't have a lot of money saved yet. But if you can qualify for any two of those free, you probably could purchase the property for less per month than you're going to rent it for. And then you get all of those benefits. You get growth and equity. You get a tremendous tax advantage. And you get pride of ownership. It's really a neat corner to turn. Buying is slightly cheaper than renting as compared to last year. For all households who can afford to put 20% down, it's about 35% cheaper to buy. And for retirees, and we have a lot in Hunterdon County, Hunterdon County's population is aging, it's about 42% cheaper to buy than to rent. The biggest problem we have in Hunterdon County is that the prices to buy are sometimes more than the seniors are willing to or can spend or even qualify for mortgages because they may be on Social Security. And part of that is because of the taxing. I mean, so you've had the value together with the taxing. It may be priced out of their viewpoints. And we do have some assisted living places in Hunterdon County that are age-restricted and earning-restricted. You can only earn so much money, but you can get into some very nice one- and two-bedroom facilities in Hunterdon County depending on what you make. But if you don't qualify, if you're making more than Social Security and you've got some assets, you're going to probably have to, if you want to rent, go out and find something that is going to be no cheaper than if you went out and bought it. And the question comes up, well, why rent then? And the answer is, there is no good answer. Unless you're only here for a short time, you might as well buy. There's a lot of benefit to it. About a third of the future home buyers, the first-time buyers, say that their credit score might hurt their ability to buy a house. And about 45% of them said they delayed a home purchase in order to improve their credit score. But do they really do that? They go out and buy the fancy car because they can afford that. They go out and buy the speedboat or the thing that you run around as a wave runner because they can afford that. And it doesn't really help their credit score. It's sort of limits them because they've spent the money they can afford to borrow on discretionary income items rather than on household items. Another thing is, what about the credit score? What does it take credit score-wise to buy a house today? Amazing statistics. Most people think you need a 750 and above. And 31% of the people that apply for a loan have a 750 or above. And another 12%, so 43% in total, the other 12% I have is over 800. So about 43% of people in total have a 750 or above. But that leaves another 57%. There are nowhere near that. 24% are somewhere between 700 and 750. 21% are between 650 and 700. And we have another 10% or so below the 650 mark and above 600. So 54% of our FICO scores that qualify for mortgage or have qualified in the last year are in the 600 to the 750. Naturally, the better your FICO score, the better the rate you're going to get, but it's not as bad as you think. The other thing that we're finding out is a lot of people are very fearful that the house does not yet have enough equity. What I suggest, if that is your fear, talk to your local realtor. Give me a call, 908-238-0118. Let me take a quick look at what your house is worth. And in a lot of cases, it's worth a lot more than you think because the prices have gone up, especially if you're under fives. Over fives is still a little soft, but they've gone up as well. And what we're going to discover is whether or not the time is right for you to make that step into the next size larger house or to right size into a house that better fits your today environment. I'm going to come back. We're going to talk more specifically about statistics in Hunterdon and Somerset. Before I do, let me play a few more of our commercials, and I'll be back in about 2 minutes.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hey, this is Joe Peters again. And we're going to get into, as I said, mentioned, I cover both Hunterdon and Somerset County. We're going to get into what's happening specifically in Hunterdon and Somerset County. It's been a very, very active month of May, and we're already sitting at June 7th, so these figures are fairly fresh. They're less than 7 days old, and they tell a tale of two different housing markets, the under five and the over five. Let's start with the under five. I mean, we've sold overall 204 houses last month in Hunterdon County, and that's actually up from the month before where we only sold 200. Not by much, but hey, 2% is 2%. And the average sale that we sold is probably somewhere around $421,000. Hunterdon County is not a cheap place to live, as you know. It's not cheap to buy a house. It's not inexpensive to pay your taxes. But it's probably the best place to live in New Jersey, and that's why we're probably all here. So we're listing houses. somewhere in the 530 range, which is 20% above that. And you can say, well, how could you lease the 530 and sell at 420? Well, the answer is what we're listing is going to take about 75 days or so before it sells. So when we talk 75 days from now, we're going to see the sale price up a little, plus a few of these people who started with very ambitious pricing may have adjusted theirs down a little. But 73% of our sales in the month of May were under $500,000. It never gets much lower than that as a percentage. I think the month before, if we looked at the month of April, and I'm just looking for that sheet as we're talking, it was, well, it was 67%. So we actually went up a little. But I've seen it as high as 79 and 80%. And the same thing happens in Somerset County. That leaves us about 27% of the houses over 500,000. Of those, only about 7% are above 700,000. The fives and the sixes is where they all come in. And we sold actually 22 houses in the fives last month, 19 houses in the sixes, and then you sort of fall off a cliff. We only sold six houses in the sevens, two in the eights, one in the nines, and a number of six over $1 million. The over $1 million market is pretty much its own market. It never gets too hurt in Hunterdon County. There's always a market for those homes. But the over $1 million market is taking about 15 months to sell right now, where the under 200,000 market to 300,000 is taking 4 months to sell. So it's a big difference. You just sell things a lot quicker. On the average, it takes us 77 days to get a house sold. At the same time, while we sold 204 houses last month, we listed 254. So we listed about 25% more. That's good. Some of those listings will expire. Some of those listings will never sell. Some of those listings will be withdrawn. But we will sell probably 90% of the houses that get listed. And as I said, we sold 204 last month. We had 1,077 active residential listings. That gives us about a five-month supply. So how do you come up with a five-month supply? You take 1,077 and you divide it by 204. And that says if that's the ones that went under contract in the last 30 days, 5 months is what it's going to take to sell all of the balance of those houses. Now, naturally, it doesn't really work that way because come on, some go off. But it calls the absorption rate or month supply. How long would it take to absorb the 1,077? 5 months. That's a good number. That number is right in the middle of the 4 to 6 month mark, which is average. If we get into a 7 or 8 month to sell your house market, you've probably got pressure on the pricing. You're finding that people are not willing to pay the price, not because your house isn't worth it. It's just that we don't have enough buyers in that market, and it's a supply and demand thing. So the higher the month supply, the more pressure on the pricing, and the lower the month supply, the more multiple offers we start to see. If you take a look at the under 4%, under 4 months on market, you'll see that, for example, the condos and townhouses, 3 months supply, prices are going up there. But the thing you've got to do is you've got to look at the month supply for a price point and then the month supply for the town. And as a matter of fact, you've got to take it down to the month supply for the price point that your house is at within a specific town. And the further away from New York or the further west that you go, the more pressure there is on pricing. And you might find that if you were in Clinton Township, a $500,000 house would sell in 4 to 5 months. But if you were way out in Alexandria or Holland, that very same house probably wouldn't be worth quite as much because it takes 8 or 9 or 12 months in some cases to sell that house. So there's pressure on the prices. So it depends on your price and it depends on your town. It actually depends on the price within the town. Let's take a look at some of the towns that are having a really good time of it. Clinton Township, we only had 4 months supply. It's at the low end of the good average. Lebanon Borough, last month, now there's not a lot for sale, so it's not a good statistical example. Of the five houses we had on the market last month, we sold three. So there's less than 2 months supply. If you take a look at Raritan Township, 3 months supply. Reddington Township, 4 months supply. As a matter of fact, if you take a look at Clinton Township, and I always include Clinton on it because it almost surrounds it, and Reddington and Raritan, that's about half of our sales. That's where people want to live. That's the sweet spot in Hunterdon County when people are coming in. They want to go to Route 31 plus a mile or two, and that's as far as they want to go. If they really want to get a better price point, they may drive another 5 or 10 miles out into the areas of Kingwood or Alexandria or Holland and the far western side of Bethlehem Township, and they're going to get better pricing. And so we call it, we drive till you can afford it. Well, it's sort of a false promise because, yeah, it is cheaper. It's like you could drive to Pennsylvania. It's still cheaper yet, but you got to drive back every day. And how much does the driving back cost if you went all the way to Pennsylvania or another 10 miles past the sweet spot? And if you add that all up, it's about the price difference of the house. But it may be all that people can qualify for, and they're willing to do it. And there's a lot of good reasons to live in Alexandria and Holland. They're beautiful areas. They're very bucolic areas. The far end of Bethlehem Township is getting a little mountainous already. It's a great place to grow and raise a family. But it's also a place where it takes longer to sell a house, and as a result, you're going to get a little less for your house in those areas. So we had about a 21% difference between the sales price and the listing price last month. Let's take a look at what happened in Somerset County, because Somerset County, traditionally, it's closer to New York, so you would think it would get a little more money, and it does. No surprise. It's closer to New York. People want to live there more than they want to live in Hunterdon. As a matter of fact, that's one of my specialties, is finding people in Somerset County that cannot find the house that they're looking for. And I say, follow me. You're not going to fall off the end of the earth when you go across County Line Road. And in effect, I introduce them to Reddington, to Raritan, to Clinton Township. And they say, whoa, this is nice. And I said, and you're only gone another 15 minutes at most. And that's why people are here. You're going to get a lot more land for the same price, and the pricing of the housing is probably going to be roughly 20% less than the same size house in Hunterdon County. So Somerset is Hunterdon County is less than Somerset County by about 20%. We sold 467 houses in Somerset County, where we only sold 204. So they sold about 2.3 times as many houses. We listed 630 houses, where we only listed in Hunterdon 250. So much more active. If you take a look at the population, Hunterdon County has about 126,000 people. Somerset County has about 280,000 people. And there's a reason for it. That's where people want to live if they can find a place that they can afford to buy. And if they can't, they follow me across County Line Road, and I help them relocate into the more eastern sections of Hunterdon County, in some cases all the way out to the western sections of Hunterdon County. But just like in Hunterdon, Somerset had biggest percentage of its sales was under 500,000. They had 68% of their sales under 500 and 26% between 500 and a million, and only 6% over a million, where Hunterdon County had only 7% over a million. So it sounds like they're pretty comparable, but if you look at the numbers, they're not. 6% in Hunterdon County was, of the 204 houses, is about 10 sales. If you look at Somerset County, it's more like 28 sales. So we're selling a lot more in Hunterdon County, and we're selling a lot more in Hunterdon County at higher prices because things just cost more. Great place to live as well. It just depends what you want. If you're looking for less density, and if you're looking for more bucolic country lifestyle, you want Hunterdon County. I say it's sort of turn left at the horses, right at the cows kind of living. But where the two counties meet, they look identical. The far end of Reddington and the far east side of, let me recite it. The far west end of Branchburg, which is the last place you can be in Somerset County going west, and the far east side of Reddington look identical when they meet. But the further and further you go into Hunterdon, the more and more spacious it becomes. And we're seeing some really interesting things, where we're seeing the prices drop off in Hunterdon County, or at least the activity over 6. We're not seeing that happen in Somerset County till you get over 8. We're sitting, everything under 8 months has 6 months supply or less we're seeing very few towns with lots of months' supply. For instance, if you look at the Hunterdon at the town level, you'd see one, two, three, four towns that are over 10 months' supply. If you look at the same thing in Somerset County, there's only one, PPAC Gladstone, and that's because it's a pretty pricey area. It takes a while to sell the houses. We're selling an average in Somerset County at 4 months' supply, and as a result, we're finding that the people who want to live in Somerset County, who can find a house that they're looking for in Somerset County, are having a good time of it, and that's where they're stopping, because it's 15 minutes less on average to get to New York or wherever you're going to the east. So let me play the last set of commercials, and I'm going to be back, and I'm going to go through what the driving factors are for you.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business. One business at a time.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
So once again, this is Joe Peters with my Real Estate Matters show. We're talking about Hunterdon and Somerset County. We went through some of the statistics for what's happening in the towns over the last 30 days and the two counties. And what I'm going to go into now for the next 10 minutes are what's driving those markets. And there's actually one, two, three, four different areas I'm going to talk about, starting with the sales themselves. Home purchase demand has increased in New Jersey by about 10,000 homes in the month of March. And we always measure that a couple of months late. So that's the latest statistic that I've got. Over a year ago, it's up 23%. That's the 19th month in a row that purchase demand in New Jersey has increased. Yay! That's good news. And it also is the largest increase since February of 2005. So that's also yay, good news. But for the year, sales rose 21% versus the prior year. Also not a bad number. But it's been most widely seen in the under 400 market. So I'm saying the under 5, even under 4, is the biggest part. And it's where the millennials are most active when they transition into home ownership. It's time to get out of mom and dad's rec room. They've got a job now for 2 years. They want to get out of it and be on their own. They want a little more nightlife. And they're either looking for apartments or they're looking for homes. But they're finding something very, very interesting when they look for homes, that we have 23% fewer, I should say 23,000 fewer homes on the market than we had just a decade ago. And 31% is the average percentage that are fewer. And the reason for that is twofold. We have a lot of houses in foreclosure, which we're going to talk about in a second or two. And we have a lot of people that are underwater who can make their payments, but they just can't sell the house. How does that work? Well, they bought it for $400. It's now worth $375. So they're current on their payments, but until they get it above $400 again, they have to bring money to the table. They're either not willing or can't do that. So those are the houses that aren't on the market. The second thing is, so we have a shortage of inventory. I mean, that's what I'm trying to picture, I'm trying to paint. We're at much fewer homes available under the 500,000 mark than we need. And over the 500,000, we have a pretty average supply and are selling at a pretty average time. And we're not seeing a lot of price improvement up there. We're seeing most of the price improvement under the 500 mark. Interest rates, we're somewhere between 3.5 and 3.6% on interest as we spoke. With the jobs report that came out this week, they're probably not going to go up interest-wise in the near future because, well, the job market isn't doing what it needs to be doing in order for that to happen. We've seen people say that the economy could afford a 6 or 7% interest rate, but we're still sitting at half that, at 3.5, 3.6. So if you've got good credit, if you've got a job, and you've got a little bit of money saved up or can borrow it from mom and dad, it's a great place, time to jump into the market. Let's look at the jobs in New Jersey and see what's happening there. On a national level, we were back to full employment in May of 2014. That's a little bit of a misnomer because they're counting part-time jobs as full-time. It's nothing political. The last administration did the same thing. But we went back to work on a national basis in May of 2014. However, if we look at New Jersey, it's going to take us another 3, maybe 4 years to get to that level. And we are increasing jobs. We increased 65,000 jobs in 2015. It's on track that in 2016, we're probably going to have recovered 83% of the jobs that we lost. However, it's shown a third consecutive month of job declines, and that was in March. And in April, it actually went up a little bit. And as a result, it could be better. I mean, that's what we're saying. It could be better. It's going in the right direction, but it's just not there yet. So taking a look at the jobs and taking a look at New Jersey, I think what we've got to say to ourselves is we're heading in the right direction. It's going to take a little longer, 2 or 3 years to get everybody back to work. But I can see it. I can see it in more people buying out buying houses. I can see it in more people out buying cars. I can see more people out in the restaurant. Go to a restaurant on a Saturday night. You can't get a table. I don't care if it's a $30 tab restaurant for a dinner for two or a $100 tab. Price is the same. They're full. The problem's the same. So the economy's not doing all that bad. But where we are doing bad, and it's a New Jersey thing, not necessarily Hunterdon County, because we're pretty affluent, as is Somerset County, foreclosures still rank pretty high. And although the country in foreclosures is sitting at somewhere around 3.2% in foreclosures, New Jersey itself is at about 7.5. It's about 2.5 times worse. As a matter of fact, it's the worst state in the nation. And the reason for that is we have a judicial foreclosure system. You've got to go in front of a judge before somebody takes your house away from you, and that takes a long time, and the courts aren't ready to throw families that are having a hard time out on the street. So New Jersey, which had in the foreclosure filings the year before, in 2015, had 77,000 filings. In 2016, there's only going to be 67,000 filings. But it's still the worst in the country. It is not a good sign, and I think this is a problem that we're going to have on our plate for a while to come. It helps to some extent that the foreclosures, which show as short sales and bank sales, sort of make up for the lack of inventory in certain price points, but it doesn't, sort of is not solving. It's helping, but it's not solving the inventory shortage problem. So net, where are we? We've got increasing prices in the under fives. We've got slightly increasing, depending where you're at, in the over fives. We've got a shortage of inventory, especially in the under five market. We've got a lot of buyers. In the last 10 days, I've seen more buyers and more contracts happen than I've seen in a long time. It is a very, very active market out there. And we could sell more if we had more inventory. So why don't we have more inventory? Well, we're not building new houses because new houses cost more to sell. So the only thing you can buy are existing houses. And existing houses, a lot of them are bank-owned, and that takes a while before they're back on the market because of the foreclosure process. A lot of them are underwater yet. They can't bring enough money to the table to close. And a lot of them get to be to the point where people just they're not saleable. They've gotten a little beat up through the foreclosure process. They are coming on the market, but they need a lot of work. So finding your house in the under 5 market is a real art today, especially in Hunterdon County. In Somerset's a little better, but not much. Finding a house over 5 is a lot easier. We are able to find people houses in both of those markets. It takes a special skill set. That's sort of where I come in. And I encourage you, if you're in one or the other of those markets, if you're a buyer or a seller, we should be talking now, because if you're thinking about doing something in the next 6 to 12 months, I mean, we're sitting at June 7th today. Yesterday was 6-6, so it must be June 7th. The house you buy today, if you were to write a contract today, you're going to probably close sometime in August, 60 to 75 days later. So we probably have another, if we're August, September, October, November, we probably have another 4 months of selling before we're actually selling houses that are going to close in 2017. It's a very active market. It's a very competitive market in certain towns. It's a very competitive market in all towns in certain price points. We don't have enough inventory. If you're thinking about listing your house, it's a perfect time to list a house, because you're probably going to move up or sideways in the price anyway. You're not going to lose anything by selling it at less than it was 10 years ago, because it wasn't worth that, what it was worth 10 years ago, and you can get on with your life. If you're thinking about buying a house, it's difficult to find a house that you want. But with a skilled agent, we can set up computerized searches. We can do what we call lurking. We're watching neighborhoods. We're watching for certain price points in housing, and you'll be the first one to see it. Yet, it's still a competitive market. So my name is Joe Peters. I've been doing this for the last 12 years on a full-time basis, and for the 8 or 10 years before that as an investor. So I've got about 20 years of experience. I take a very professional approach to what I do, and I try to apply my professional training, both in sales and in business management, to the real estate process. And as a result, I listen to my buyers, I get inside their head, and try to help them make their goals and dreams come true. And then more times than not, we're successful. You can call me at 908-238-0118. You can go online and look at my site, jpeters.com, J-P-E-T-E-R-S.com. There's a wealth of information. You can follow me on Facebook or on Twitter or on – you find me on Zillow. I'm a featured agent on – I'm all over the place. I'm sort of ubiquitous. I'm not hard to find on purpose. I want you to find me. Give me a call. If I'm not already talking to another customer, I'll probably pick up the phone and surprise you and say, hey, it's Joe Peters. What's happening? And we'll pick it up from there. I will help you to achieve your goals and dreams. And then a year from now, you'll be saying, hey, if you're ever thinking about listing a house, or if you need help in finding that difficult to find house, Joe Peters is the person you want to talk to. I'm going to sign off for now. I'll be on again next week with my 55 Plus program. We're going to talk about some factors that are of interest to our aging population, which I happen to be part of. And I sort of do that show 1 week and this show the other. That way you know a little about real estate, a little about what's available and what's happening with our senior population, and as a result, a little about me. So once again, here's a little about my services, and we'll go to the news, and Greg will be here right after the turn of the hour with his music program. Thank you for tuning in. Joe Peters signing out.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own.
Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
USA Radio News with Rich Strong.
There is still no endorsement for Democratic nominee from the White House.
The president does not expect to see or meet or appear with Secretary Clinton when he's in New York tomorrow. He'll be focused on a schedule that involves two fundraisers and the taping of the Tonight Show.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
At least one superdelegate, the one who works in the Oval Office, who's not prepared to make a public declaration about his endorsement at this point. Stay tuned and we'll keep you updated.
Hillary Clinton has surpassed the magic number of 2,383 delegates, even with primaries in six states today. But the primary in New Jersey is said to be a snoozer with record low voter turnout. Voters say they're not impressed and don't care.
I'm not drawn either way to vote for any particular person in this race.
I don't even care what happens.
Clinton is expecting